وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم my dear audience, brothers and sisters. I am Hamza Azizi from IRIB English Radio talking with you about the guidelines that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have given to the human beings for how to deal with our own soul and heart. We said that the first guideline, which is the most important guideline, is to think. Thinking is a very significant primary criterion for human beings to be human being, actually. We said that it is going to differentiate between human beings and other creature. So we see in our narrations that they say that the very virtue companions of the Prophet were the ones who used to think a lot. أَكْثَرُ عِبَادَةِ أَبِي ذَرَّ التَّفَكُّرُ. Abu Dharr, which is one of the very prominent companions of Prophet Muhammad, one of the greatest way of worshipping was to think, not to pray, not to fast. He used to do them as well, but the most prominent and one of the most important ways of worshipping that he used to have was thinking. So here we come with a question. As soon as we talk to the other people about the significance and importance of thinking, they ask, okay, what should we think about? What is the topic of this thinking supposed to be? When we refer to the Holy Book, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only enjoins and recommends human beings to think, but also He also brings different topics and subjects for human beings to think about. In many occasions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks in His Holy Quran about what to think about. The first issue is creation and creature. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created many, many things, and He called us to think about all of them. First of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about fire. أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ النَّارَ الَّتِي تُورُونَ. Have you seen the fire that you set? In chapter Waqi'ah. أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْشَأْتُمْ شَجَرَتَهَا. You should think about that. Did you create the wood, the tree that you use for setting a fire? أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْشُونَ. Or we have created. So, نَحْنُ جَعَلْنَاهَا تَذْكِرَةً. We have made it as a reminding, as an alarm for remembrance. So, even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us to think upon fire, the secrets, the points beyond fire. There are some other issues also I'm going to share with you after a short break.
Dear Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, my dear audience, to IRIB English Radio. I'm Hamza Azizi talking with you about the issues Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked us to think about. We talked about fire, and then we are going to talk about the skies. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَلَمْ يَنْظُرُوا إِلَى السَّمَاءِ. Haven't you looked into the sky? كَيْفَ بَنَيْنَاهَا. Did you think how we created that? وَزَيَّنَّا, and we decorated the skies with different stars. Or another chapter, أَلَمْ تَرَوْ كَيْفَ خَلَقَ اللَّهُ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ طِبَاقٍ. Haven't you seen we have created seven heavens, seven skies, seven floors of skies? So we normally see one sky. But when we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asking us to think about seven skies, it shows that these seven skies are not kind of spiritual skies. No, they are material ones. Only the material skies are going to be seven floors, let alone the spiritual ones that we don't observe and we don't normally see with our organic eyes. So, we understand by this verse that the skies that we can see are seven floors. So, it means that there's a long way to improve in our new technology to discover different other skies as well. Or in chapter Anbiya, verse 32, he says that وَجَعَلْنَا السَّمَاءَ سَقْفًا مَحْفُوظًا وَهُمْ عَنْ آيَاتِهَا مُعْرَضُونَ. We have put and we have made the sky as a protected ceiling. As a protected ceiling. What does he mean by protected? It means that although there's nothing to see about how to keep these skies not to fall down, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created these skies in a way that they do not fall down. They are in a high position, but they do not fall. So it's a sign. And then he says, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Within those skies, there are many other creatures that they glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do tasbih. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages human beings to understand them. It means that they are understandable. Otherwise, it would be meaningless to enjoin human beings to try thinking about that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to open a very new window for the human beings. The human beings that has been stuck in the materialistic, corporeal lifestyle. We got accustomed to what we see, what we touch, what we taste. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tries to make us understand, there are many, many things in the world, in the universe, that we haven't understood them well. So he asks us to think upon them. There are some creatures, they do tasbih. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِي. Everything glorifies God. وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِحَهُمْ. But the problem is with you. You don't understand that. You don't think upon that. You don't ponder upon that. Not only they do tasbih, they do prostration. They do sajda. أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهِ يَسْجُدُ لَهُ مَن فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Haven't you seen that there are many things in the skies, they do sajda for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to understand them. And understanding them is not going to happen without thinking, without pondering upon. We will talk about other elements of creature that we are recommended to think about in the next episode, inshallah. Have a good time. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Nabi, sallallahu ala Muhammad, wa ala Ali.